AP Radio News. I'm Violet Konomova. The email saga continues.
The Associated Press has obtained a document, a congressional letter, that shows that Hillary Clinton's private email server was the subject of 5 cyber attacks originating in foreign countries. 3 from China, 1 from South Korea, 1 from Germany.
AP correspondent Ken Delanian reports these were attempted attacks blocked by a threat monitoring system installed by Clinton. But there was a 3-month stretch before that system was in place. Delanian says it raises further questions about Clinton's choice to do government business over a private email on a homemade server.
There was a lot of sensitive information on that email. She was the Secretary of State. The emails are being made public, but many of the details in the emails are redacted for national security reasons, which tells you that there's sensitive things in there that the U.S. government would not want foreign adversaries to know about.
The cyber attacks, however, happened after Clinton left her role as Secretary of State. It's also not yet clear if these were serious espionage threats or run-of-the-mill attacks that regularly hit email servers. It could take until the weekend for the threat of flooding to ease in South Carolina.
The floodwaters are nasty.
It's smelly. And it's wet.
Amanda Perez outside Charleston says she has lost at least 2 cars to flooding.
I'm glad it's stuff and not my family.
Water from heavy rains are headed toward the Atlantic. Governor Nikki Haley says people are holding their breath and saying a prayer.
Please be on guard. Please be ready that you may see voluntary, mandatory evacuations. The water is flowing.
Senator Lindsey Graham is warning the flooding could break the bank of federal emergency funds, possibly topping more than $1 billion. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Coast Guard has stopped looking for the 33 crew members who were aboard a cargo ship when it sank last week during that hurricane. The Guard combed 300 square miles of ocean near the Bahamas before giving up the search. This is AP Radio News. Could your team be heading for Los Angeles? NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he expects some team owners to vote on franchise relocations.
The St. Louis Rams, Oakland Raiders, and San Diego Chargers all have designs on moving to L.A. Commissioner Goodell says owners are mindful of what's at stake.
They expressed obviously a great deal of concern for the communities where these teams are playing now, wanting to continue to be there and be successful long term, but also recognizing that we need to find long-term solutions here.
The Rams are proposing a stadium in Inglewood, while the Raiders and Chargers have one planned for Carson. Owners could vote in January. I'm Julie Walker.
3 drifters are being held in the killing of a popular tantric yoga teacher who was shot while walking his dog on a California trail. Marin County authorities say 2 men and a woman were arrested outside a community dining hall in Portland. They allegedly had the victim's car. I'm Violet Ekonomova. AP Radio News.